Epstein is dead, the summer's almost over, and Tadatis is back. That's like riding a bike, Nick. We got this all figured out, right?
Easy money.
This is like take 16, right? this is Tadatis, guys. We're back. Got a podcast.
Episode number 28.
Tadatis, tell the folks who we are, Nick.
We are taking a dump and thinking about shit. The podcast to save the world?
Yeah, pretty much. We're out to save the world. So all your problems, we're here to solve them.
And you can find us all over the web.
All over.
Facebook, Twitter. Yeah. Google Play, Stitcher.
Got a website, Tadatis.com.
There you go.
Visit us there. All the podcasts are posted there. You can also probably write some nasty emails if you want. We send those there. That's a lot of fun. Or Twitter. We like all the nasty stuff to go to Twitter. That's our favorite spot.
Yeah.
Anyways, Nick, cheers to you, my friend. Cheers, it's been a while, but we are back. We have a podcast, and we're back doing that thing.
Yeah, buddy. We got a bunch we can talk about.
Yeah, summer. Summer kind of got in the way, I guess.
Yeah, it does. Well, it's the end of the month, the end of the summer for kids going back to school, and so you gotta get shopping.
If you have kids school age, when they go back to school is basically the end of summer for you, because there is no more fun after that. It is all like serious business.
Right. Eli's got his first real homework assignment. Dun, dun, dun. Nightly, and the first day was a challenge ever since.
What do you think about homework?
Personally?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay. I read something the other day that, like, there's no benefit to doing homework.
I think I've read several things, and I can at least probably agree with that, but I'm also not going to tell him, no, don't do it just because it's useless.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm trying to keep my views and my kids' education a little bit separate, because that would not work out well for me. Man, I passed by. I want you to finish your story about Eli, and I tell you a story about something I saw today.
Well, Nicole's obviously the one home with them in the afternoons. And the first day, he gave her a little bit of grief about having to do homework. And he just needs a little bit of time when he gets home to decompress, 10 minutes or so. Just to,
does he have like a routine or something?
It's just a matter of getting home, take your shoes off, sit down, relax for a second, not just diving right into the homework, you know?
Fair enough. That's fine.
So she'll let him do something.
Like, there is something to be said about knocking your homework out, and then you got the rest of the day to play.
Right.
That's kind of our philosophy.
No, and I used to do that myself. I would always just get it done. But I do understand decompressing, too. Listen, when I get home every day, I'll stop and I'll sit down in the garage and I'll smoke a cigarette before I go inside. Turn on the fan.
You got a thing you do.
Just to relax. Give me 5 minutes to relax. And then once I go inside, I need to go put all my shit down and change clothes.
It's a routine, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm not opposed to his wanting to take a little break.
Is that okay? Are you Nicole feeding on that? She wants
to
get it done?
No. She's all about it. She just wants it to be easy and wants it to get it done.
Yeah, yes, it to do. Get it done.
And if it takes him 10 minutes to decompress and then he can actually do it, that's fine.
I was reading somewhere that like homework there's no net benefit to it, like the time that you're away from actually playing and so on and so forth, and how some parents and or kids and or teachers take it too far, you know what I mean? You got hours and hours of homework. It's like get it done in school,
right?
I went to the store today, and I walked by, and it was Office Depot, right? And so right outside Office Depot there's a Dare booth.
Drugs are really expensive?
Yes, drugs are really expensive. And so the first thing that popped in my head was, I read an article once that basically said something to the effect of some ridiculous
the
amount
large
of people.
Percentage of the DARE graduates. No,
their first exposure to drugs was through the DARE program. The first time they saw them, the first time they learned about them. Like, so they didn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't like they learned about them on the streets. It was the cops bringing them to their schools. Like, oh, that's what cocaine looks like. That's what marijuana looks like, right? And so of those kids that went through the DARE program, a ridiculous amount of those tried drugs at some point, right? It was like, hey, DARE, you did the exact wrong thing. It's almost like, hey, listen, if we want a whole generation to be hooked on drugs, here's a program to do it, right?
It's
don't do this, kids.
It had the opposite effect, the same way the drug war does.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I just think that's just an interesting part. So I'm walking by this booth, right? And I go inside and I'm like, oh, they're probably going to hit me up on the way out, right? Because that's what they do. And so I'm thinking.
Are they like the Girl Scouts? They hit you up on the way out?
I'm just saying they didn't hit me up on the way in. So I figured they're going to hit me up on the way out.
Okay.
I'm thinking to myself, like, what do I say to these guys? Because I kind of want to have that conversation with them. You know what I mean? Like, can I just send you like an article? Like, trying to look for it in the store. You know what I mean? Like, and I just thought that'd be hilarious. Like, man, do you realize that program exposes more kids to drugs than pretty much any other program out there?
So did they stop you when you came out?
Yeah, they wanted a donation. I was like, I kind of chuckled and I was like, no, nah, man.
I would have made a smart ass comment. Like, I have actually donated to many of your delinquency or childhood delinquency and drugs of my own. So thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys didn't say.
Right, that program didn't work for me.
Yeah. That's funny.
Right, by the way, it's drugs and alcohol resistance education, for those of you who don't know.
I wouldn't have been able to name that. I think I can do the chicken one, though.
Chicken? The chicken club.
Yeah, the chicken club. Cool, honest, intelligent, clear-headed, keen, energetic, not interested in drugs.
What a nerd.
I don't know. That one's stuck in my head, man.
You know, it's funny, though. So, originally when I started
I didn't know DARE, though.
No, see, in the chicken club, we started in Spring ISD, and wow.
Oh, that was an Aldine thing?
Yeah, it was.
Was DARE like nationwide?
DARE was definitely
okay. Nationwide. That makes sense.
Chicken club, I didn't know anything about until I came over.
Well, I had more chicken club indoctrination than I had DARE then. Just, I mean.
One more time. Cool, honest, what?
Cool, let's see. Cool, honest, intelligent, clear headed, keen, energetic, not interested in drugs. I don't know if I messed one of those letters up, but man, it worked there, didn't it?
It sounds good, and that's part of.
Yeah, really, no, I'm gonna own it. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly it. Somebody, conviction. If anybody ever listens to this, they'd be like, they could probably.
That went to, you know, McGrill or Dunn or.
I didn't go. I went to
Francis.
I did go to Francis. I went to a bunch of schools. Did I tell you about that?
Yes, you have.
I went to Colonial Hills. I went to for two kindergarten, first grade.
Josh's family was in the witness protection program during elementary school.
We lived in the same house.
Yeah, allegedly. No, that's the fun of district lines.
I want to say that my mom signed us up for the wrong school or something. That sounds about accurate.
That does sound completely.
Because my dad wouldn't have signed us up for anything. He'd have made my mom do it. Yeah. And so, anyways, or maybe it was like one of those deals where it was close to work or something. So I don't know. I don't remember. But this has only affected me because my brother wasn't old enough for school. So I did that for. First, kindergarten first, and second grade was Grace Raymond. I have no idea where that school is at.
What?
I have no idea.
Grace Raymond?
And then third grade.
Is it spelled exactly how it sounds?
Maybe. Grace Raymond? I think so. These are memories long since repressed, Nick. I have no idea what on there. And then third and fourth was at Francis, and then fifth was at Calvert. I think Francis was the school I was supposed to go to, and then Calvert was built when I was going to fifth grade. So there's my four schools.
Grace Raymond Elementary is at 1605 Connervale. That's in Houston, and that is off of...
That sounds about right.
Houston. It's off of Hardy.
Hardy.
And Aldine Jail Route.
That sounds about right.
Chrisman, Aldine Mail Route, Aldine Westfield.
Is that the hood, Nick?
Yeah. That's why it's called Aldine Jail Route, dog.
All right, man. Let's run to school for one of those years. And then Francis, third and fourth, and then Calvert Elementary, which is right off of, I think, Aldine Westfield near Beltway 8, maybe?
All right. Anyways, summer's over.
Man, that was a long kids are twist back off in into something.
drugs are really bad, okay?
I went to a lot of elementary schools, Nick. I probably did homework back then, too.
Well, the point is, summer's over. Kids are back in school.
That's
where we were going, man. We dove down a rabbit hole there, buddy.
I don't know if this train has a track, my friends.
My point was that summer ended, and because of that, you know, we change our routines up and work and kids and
stuff. I really enjoy getting back to the routine. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
having those kids have something to do every day.
Well, and then with that, there's... It's kind of the dog days of summer when it comes to sports, because the only thing on right now is baseball.
Yeah.
Now, the Astros, while they do have an 81-47 record.
They're slipping. They're now
4-6 in their last 10 games.
Yeah, and they've fallen to third in the overall standings behind both Los Angeles and the New York Yankees. They lost again tonight, so that's really not good for them.
And that tonight was one that's fucking annoying. Verlander throws 9. Strikes out 10.
It's one of those things, man.
Gives up 2 hits. They just happen to be solo home runs.
It's one of those things.
And Robinson Chirinos had 4 hits tonight.
What were you calling him earlier?
Chorizo.
That's awesome.
Chorizo.
That's
he
awesome.
He went 4-for-4. He just tried to leg out a double in the bottom of the ninth and got thrown out.
Yeah.
That's not his fault.
We didn't probably watch a replay here in a second, but was he being called on? Was he going no matter what? What was the deal with that?
I think he was trying to turn and burn, but when he realized he did.
Man, he just ran out of gas. Yeah. He second base is like, go, go, go. It's like, no.
We figured out exactly how far Robbie can sprint.
Yeah, not that far.
180 feet, not 270.
Not that far.
That's okay though.
That's okay.
I'm trying to I'm trying to make myself happy after really? This loss because it's a, just a frustrating loss.
Yeah. What's going on with Korea?
His fiance did something.
I don't know. Is she like going to be the evil like she's wife?
That's Yoko. She's going to be Yoko.
Oh man, she's the reason why he doesn't sign with us, right?
If it happens,
if he doesn't sign with us, I'm blaming her.
Yep.
She's breaking up. Already the band. Said, done. What's breaking today? The today's like the 21st of today's August.
August 21st. We both did our watches.
Yeah, we're old. Why? No, I don't know why. It just makes you feel old. Like looking at your watch.
Checking the date.
Yeah.
You could have looked at your phone. Would that make you feel younger?
I guess. Did we talk that one time about all the things we don't say anymore? Like, hang the phone up. Because you don't hang the phone up anymore. Just push a button on your phone.
Speaking of that, did you ever see that YouTube video? We need to throw it in the links. Where there was
You got to write it down, man. The 17-year-olds. What do you mean?
There was two 17-year-olds that the dad said, "I'd pay you $100 if you can figure out how to dial this number on that phone." And it was just a regular,
but it was a rotary phone. Yeah, man, that's awesome.
Do you think
Eli would know?
Hell no. But these kids, what was funny is he gave them like 5 minutes to do it, and he would pay them $100 if they could
do
it. Wow. And they couldn't figure it out.
That's awesome.
They started to get it, but they passed the time, and it was like, yeah, sorry, bud.
Whoa, wait. If you do this.
Awesome. One of them was picking it up number. They couldn't figure out the rotary itself. They were just like, what? What the fuck is this?
1 hour?
No, it was like they had like 5-10 minutes.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like
yeah, they had like 5 or 10 minutes. No, but still, they were like
that's funny. Yeah, but like what? But funny. Let me see. What would be interesting? 100? I don't know. Maybe not 100 years. 30 years ago, what would be technology that you and I couldn't do? You know what I mean? I don't know. Is that fair?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to do those old phones the same way. Do you know how to like the one where you pick it up and talking to it and then had the little cone to your ear and you had to talk to an operator? I mean, I know how to talk to somebody, but they didn't have regular phone numbers.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
So you don't know how to do that, Nick?
No, I'm saying
somebody was going to give you $100. By the way, $100 back then would be a lot of money, too.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is it's foreign.
I get what you're saying. I mean, I was just trying to come up with something.
Talk to an operator and ask for Topanga 417?
No, like, it is interesting that those kids wouldn't. I don't think Topanga. My kids would.
Topeka.
Topanga. What's the name of that show?
Boy Meets World.
Did you watch that show?
Of course.
Man, do you ever go on Twitter and see something like, I saw something today. It was like, describe how old you are in 5 words. Describe how old you are in 5 words. Okay. And so people would just kind of go through. I don't know. I can't remember any of them. But
what a wonderful story.
No, I'm
Josh.
Just saying that, okay. Ask, how would you describe yourself in 5 words? I don't know. It was an interesting kind of, you know what I mean? Like, no. Maybe it was like describe how you grew up. Something like that. Nice. Maybe describe something from your childhood. I can't remember now, Nick. That was a long time ago.
That's
okay. But you get the point of the story. It was like trying to describe who you are, how old you are by something from your childhood that only you would get, right?
So, yeah. No, I got you. yep. So I wanted to. The Astros are still doing fine. I'm trying to find a way to not be annoyed with them. But the one,
it's one game. Yeah, I mean, it's been a little bit of a rough run, but it's just one game.
Yeah.
Are you worried about the pitching? Greinke's been pretty good.
Greinke was good last game. Verlander was great. Cole's coming back. But what's his butt? Sanchez just went on the IL for 10 days. Correa's back on the IL for 10 days. Aled Mestias is on the IL. He was sick.
Again?
Yeah. Well, that's why we had Straw and we had Super Jack up, etc. No, I want to shift gears to the Texans. Aside from how they're...
Why? They suck.
Well, no, I wanted to read you something hilarious.
They had a nice drive the other day in the preseason game. I actually watched it. It's the most football I watched in.
There's a Deadspin article that came out today.
Okay.
And it's titled, and it's for every single team, Why Your Team Sucks.
Awesome.
And I'd like to read at least a part of it.
Texans suck?
Yeah. Because I was dying with this.
Oh,
in the car.
Funny,
oh, it's great.
Like a funny thing?
Yeah, so it's like...
Hold on, were you... Would you say you're in the car reading this?
I was in the car listening to it. They were reading it on the radio.
Understood.
Yeah.
I was going to never mind.
I got you were going to chastise me for reading and
that's
driving.
It.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I do the same thing.
So your 2018 record, 11-5, AFC South, champions. This came after an 0-3 start in which the Texans blew a game against the eventual Super Bowl champs because their head coach was too stupid to call a timeout to encourage an official review of a phony Gronk catch. And then too pig-headed to accept blame for his mistake afterwards. The Texans also lost a game to Blaine Gabbert during that stretch. Amazing how Blaine Gabbert keeps lingering on the periphery of seemingly every team's history. Somehow he'll start 9 games for Houston this season. The Texans' reward for crawling back from the 0-3 hole was a perfunctory home loss to the Colts, in which they fell behind a playoff loss, where which they fell behind 21-0 and never recovered. Almost like nothing the Texans do is of consequence in the end. Fancy that. 2018 represented the Texans really going for it, ripping off 9 straight midseason wins and trading for Demaryius Thomas, who would go on to tear his Achilles, all in hopes of finally, after 17 years, doing something worth a shit in this league. They failed. They should be used to this sort of thing by now. The Texans are an eternal vacancy of football heritage. Your coach, cradle-dimpled, sourpuss Bill O'Brien, seen here after being told he now has permission to make soup from his players' bones. And it's a goofy smile picture. O'Brien has won exactly 1 playoff game in his career here, and it came against a team forced to start Matt McGloin at quarterback. That has not stopped the Texans from giving O'Brien the de facto authority over football operations, and former GM Brian Gay was ousted for a little down-home racism, and the ensuing search to replace him was a tamper-happy circus of presumptuous assholery. The Texans tried to hire a Pats guy as GM, only to end up getting caught breaking the rules and forced to hire the Pats team archbishop instead. O'Brien is now free to seek out good learners and swing what will surely be an uneven trade for holdout pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney. The fact that O'Brien, who sucks, was somehow able to consolidate power despite barely having a winning record as a coach and not having any winning personality to speak of, says a lot of just how fucking bizarre the NFL is. O'Brien looks like he knows what he's doing and acts like he knows what he's doing, but he does not know what the fuck he's doing, no matter. He's given enough serious coaching man vibes to bend an entire franchise to his will. Meanwhile, his QB got sacked 62 times last season. The NFL would be 500% better if anyone in it had a fucking brain.
Yeah, man. That makes the whole outlook on the Texans way more depressing. And
and it continues to go on from there,
goodness, man. It is kind of a joke of an organization if you really want to look at it.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to waste J.J. Watt's career. They're going to waste Hopkins' career. They're going to waste all these guys' career.
One of the first comments on here is...
Do you know who they need, right?
A lot of defensive. They need a left tackle.
New coach.
Well, yeah, that we need a general manager. Yeah, general manager.
They ran off. Well, I guess the last guy. I don't know.
With love.
I don't know.
The very first comment on here, by the way, says somehow the Patriots of all teams successfully accuse us of cheating. I wonder how the internal organ grind, the compute. I wonder what internal organ the QB will hurt this year. Hmm.
All right. Anyways, so...
Yeah. So, I'm frustrated with the Texans.
What does that mean for your, like, interest in the season?
Well, you know, we've talked about it. I mean, I'm going to be trying to play golf Sunday mornings. I will watch football. I will watch football, but yeah. It's not going to be...
I have to watch every single play of every single game.
Yeah, it's not going to be me out there every Sunday cooking something on the smoker or the grill, sitting down to watch all the games, you know?
That's interesting.
It's frustrating because my team... We're wasting DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
We're wasting J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
We're going to hurt... If we fucking hurt Deshaun Watson again...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Big move in the offseason, by the way, we picked up Duke Johnson. Like, I get that he did have a combined 1,000-plus yards rushing and receiving last year. I also don't care.
Yeah. They really didn't address the offensive line
again. They didn't do anything.
Didn't really address it in the draft. Didn't really address it... Free agency, and they're sitting on a ton of money. They don't have a GM. They don't have a vision. They don't have anything.
I really need the people to
hashtag. This is like the curse of Bud Adams, right?
Nick P for GM of the Texans. We need to start.
Listen, you could not be any worse.
There's no way I could be worse.
You could not be any worse, even if you continue to play golf on Sunday and didn't watch football. I mean.
That's good. You'd be like, hey, guys, you got this? Get him. I'm going to go hit the links.
Where's the GM at today? I have no clue. He likes golf on Sundays. It's like his day off. I don't know what the fuck.
He says,
we usually just send him like a text like around 8 o'clock at night and let him know the game, man.
He says, I'm here Monday through Friday. Sunday is my day. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, I'm here Monday through Friday. Saturday's family day. Sunday's for daddy. Golf. Maybe at a strip club. You never know.
Oh, that is what I needed, Josh.
Yeah. Okay, so the Texans suck. We shouldn't even give them the time of day.
Well, doubleheader starts the NFL Monday night season on the 9th of September. We get to go to New Orleans to lose.
Probably.
I don't think there's any chance we beat that team. Do you?
I don't know. Do you think Dabo Swinney can be recruited and head coach by then?
by September the 9th?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay, then no. We cannot win that game.
We're out. That one's a loss. Okay.
That's what I want. That's what I want him. I want to go pay him all the monies.
We want Dabo.
Yeah. Go get a proper GM. Me. I don't know who that
is. Me. Listen, okay. I'm for it. Twofold. If I get the GM spot, I will hire Dabo the next day.
Yeah.
Done.
That's a good point. And then you get to play golf on Sundays. See you later, guys. I got a player personnel guy. You do all the drafting. I mean, I'll be there the draft day. I mean, I'm going to be a little late. but I'll be there.
Don't worry, guys. I got this.
I'll be there by our first or second pick.
When do we pick?
Like, I think that's how government should be done, right? Everybody just shows up late and doesn't really vote on anything. Now we'll get to that later. Because if everybody stopped voting on stuff, maybe, like, we'd have bad stuff not happen all the time. I don't know. It was Ron Paul's birthday the other day. Did I tell you about that?
No.
I think yesterday or the day before.
Ron Paul, how old did he turn?
I have no idea.
Well, this is a terrible story.
No, I just heard it in passing. Somebody said it was Ron Paul's birthday the other day.
I can Google this. Yeah, probably. If you need me to.
Well, I started talking about politics. It's the only politician that I ever, like, would even care about what his birthday is.
Touche.
Yeah. They're all bad. All of them. See? He was, like, the least bad one, I guess.
Ron Paul.
You know they call him Dr. No?
Is he?
Dr. No, you know why? Because he voted no on everything.
His birthday was yesterday.
Okay, there you go. Oh, did I hear that yesterday then? Maybe today I heard it.
He is 84.
How about that? Still alive and kicking. And he's like...
Born in 1935.
Man, could you imagine the things he's seen? I want to say, what branch of military was he in?
Duke University School of Medicine.
Yeah, he's a pretty clever cat. He's an obstetrician. What's the one that delivers babies?
Obstetrician.
Nailed it. Yeah.
I was answering your question.
No, I know.
I wasn't saying... He was in the Air Force. And he is. He worked as an obstetrician and gynecologist. OBGYN.
Yeah, he delivered a bunch of babies.
Well, clearly that was his job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could be a non-practicing. I don't know what that means.
What would be the point, Josh?
Well, I mean, I became one, but generally babies are kind of weird to me. I don't know. You think you get that far and you go, babe? No, I'm not touching that. No, there was a joke I heard once on one of these libertarian podcasts that Ron Paul, like, you know, they called him Dr. No, so he voted no on a bunch of stuff. And so sometimes, like, his district would ask him to put stuff in, you know what I mean? And he would put it in, and he'd go, yeah, well, let's put this in, because, you know, it's all pork spending, blah, blah, blah. And then he'd still vote no on it, and they're like, why'd you vote no on it? Because it's not constitutional. He's like, why'd you put that stuff in? Because my constituents asked me, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm fulfilling both ends, I guess, you know what I mean? I guess, I don't know. I don't know how accurate that exact story is, but there's something to that effect.
I've already closed this Wikipedia.
I don't know if that's verifiable. That's maybe just an anecdote that I heard once upon a time.
Touche.
But the funny story was that the reason he kept getting elected is because he delivered half the babies in Lake Jackson or wherever he was. It's like, yeah, I mean, he delivered my kid. Of course I'm voting for him. You know what I mean? That's
funny.
Yeah. He delivered me and my kids sometimes in those small towns. Yeah, man, that's pretty cool. Ron Paul's awesome. That's probably how I kind of started getting into the libertarian thing, Ron Paul, and probably the 2000, I don't know, 7 or 8.
I thought you did like Ron Paul before you like Rand.
Yeah, of course. Rand is really not even that impressive. Ron Paul's the like, I don't know, ideologically consistent.
One more time with that word.
I think there was an audio spike or something there. Is there a transformer in here? Anyways.
How about we refill some drinks?
Oh, is it time for a break?
Let's take a break.
We're going to do more Ron Paul trivia on the way back. After this short message. Hold on, I haven't even paused yet. Hold on. Okay,
so we had to take a break there because we needed drinks. We're back. We've regrouped a little bit. And one of the things we were going to talk about was...
Oh, we got to talk about Epstein.
Yeah, he got suicided. I think it's the best I can give you.
If you are not into conspiracy theories, this is how you get into it right here, right? Because there is so much going on here.
There's nothing to see here, Josh. Nothing to see.
It
was just a high-profile guy with a bunch of names of powerful people about to implicate people in, you know, sex scandals and rape and things with little girls. But he...
Maybe boys, too.
Yeah, but he...
With an island and
committed suicide.
Yes.
While under suicide watch, but not under suicide watch.
Right. Uh-huh.
After, you know, speaking with his lawyer for 10, 12 hours a day.
Cause something like that.
That's what you want to do when you're planning on offing yourself.
Something like that.
Or did he even die? Gone.
You said that we like avoided this conversation earlier on purpose so we could like really ask it on here. Are you giving a little bit of thought to he's not dead?
I think there's a possibility. I think we agree on the fact that we both like the best. If we're going to tell a story,
the craziest here, one.
Well, the one that he was an operative, right, for some sort of intelligence.
Yeah.
And his job was to catch people, kind of do
right. Bunch of cameras in his house, right?
Yeah, on purpose because he was setting up the powerful people.
Yep.
So that whomever would be in charge has dirt, right?
And sure. So they could pull some strings.
Right.
Now, was that a government that had him as an operative, or was it like one of these like deep dark people that like are supposed to be pulling? You know what I mean? Like what are they pulling the strings in the world?
Sure.
Like so these families. What are the
Rothschilds?
Yeah, they're supposed to be running the world secretly.
Well, I think
I bet the people that are really running the world, we don't know their names.
Here's what I would tell you. Okay. I think that Jeffrey Epstein is as dead right now today as Osama bin Laden.
Ooh. But obviously Osama bin Laden is obviously dead. Yeah, you know that, right? I mean, they had a burial at sea, Nick.
In keeping with the Muslim tradition.
Of course, yes.
Because we care about
that's very important. Listen,
we are very sensitive to their beliefs.
Of course. We are the most, what's the word I'm looking for?
I think it's loving and accepting.
I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, open to other people's ways of life. Yes, America.
Yeah. So...
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So Osama bin Laden, definitely dead, which means Epstein, definitely definitely suicide by his own hands.
Exactly.
Just as he told us.
Except the coroner's report said that the breaks in his neck were not concurrent with what would happen.
They came back and said it was definitely suicide.
Oh.
First it was, it could be like strangulation or something like that, or this other suicide thing. Yeah, you know what? Now we looked at it again. We all like to live too, so definitely. Just for the record, this is all speculative. Let me stop the program right here for a commercial break and just say that this is all speculative. This is all for humor, and we don't believe any of this. None of it.
Would be called an op-ed, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just saying, Clintons were big fans of them. Really big fans of the Clintons and their people. Also, the Trumps, big fans of them. Prince Andrew, really big fan of him, and all the royals and all the places.
Exactly.
This is just for jokes.
Back
to the program.
Robot overlords, what?
I really don't want to get suicided, Nick. That's my main point in saying all that.
That sounds like you and I have a lot of the exact same belief about the story that we were given.
No, I think the craziest one is he's still alive, that they swapped the body, and that he's like living on another island somewhere.
He's on the special secret place in the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, so here's something interesting. One of the conspiracy theories I thought, it took that one a little bit further, and they said that apparently Jeffrey Epstein had no family whatsoever except a brother, and nobody's ever heard of the brother until like 9 months ago. And so maybe Jeffrey Epstein, with some plastic surgery, becomes his brother because that's where all the money gets. That's the only living heir or whatever that gets the money.
Uh-huh.
And so now he gets to live as his brother. You know what I mean? And, you know, he probably does something crazy like, you know what, in my brother's fucking honor, dirty name, I'm gonna go after pedophiles all over the place, and then they start pulling the strings on all the guys they know, and
here we go with what remember
I think
we
I figured talked it out.
About Nick knowing all the South Park episodes. They did one on that. It was the I'll pull up the name, but it was they went after all the pervs, basically, or it was trolls. That's what they went after. Troll Trace.
Oh gosh.
Troll Trace.
So
this is Perv Trace.
There's also a phrase. Have you heard Arkansided? That's a conspiracy that you haven't heard that one yet?
No, but I'm assuming it has to do with
the Clintons.
Yeah, those from Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. So apparently there's a bunch of people that have been claimed to have unprovenly claimed I really don't want to get suicide, Nick. So I'm just trying to make sure that they
cover. You don't want to get Arkansas.
I don't want that either.
I just learned that word today. That's fun.
Really, that's fun. You're welcome for that. Anyways, that's the theory that, you know, of course he had dirt on Clinton and that was about to come out. So he wanted to take care of that. The other side says Trump, some dirt on him because apparently they did that too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do any of one of those tickle your fancy?
I think that they're both very feasible. I just found it hilarious when this first happened. You had people on the right saying it was clearly the Clintons. Mm-hmm. People on the left saying it was clearly Trump. Personal initial opinion was probably that it would have been on the Trump side because I feel like he had more to lose. But there's also nothing to say why it would be that. That was just my initial feeling. That's because I don't like the guy. So that's...
But I
think every one of those possible options is just as feasible because...
The idea that he actually killed himself?
Well, that... I think, again, you have to be a special kind of stupid.
What if he was murdered? You ever put anything to that? Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Like, think about this. Pedophiles. There's a chance the story is that murdered. Pedophiles in prison do not do well, right?
Right, but except wasn't he in a cell by himself?
No, he had a cellmate. Apparently, I was listening to something today that said that the cellmate was like this ex-police that killed like six people and was jacked.
I heard he had a cell by himself.
Yeah, no, I don't think the whole time. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Again, I don't know, man. This is just stuff I'm kind of hearing through the
suicide, John.
He was on suicide watch at one point and then not at some other point.
Yep.
So there's that. And there's got to be some protocol for that. And then the excuse we're given, this is really interesting part,
no camera.
Was that the guards were incompetent and they were sleeping and one person wasn't a guard and didn't really know what to do.
There was no camera in his cell, right?
No camera in his cell. And in 2019,
in every cell?
There's cameras everywhere. Like right now, I'm being watched. I'm telling you right now, my
computer's watching.
Oh yeah, for sure. I definitely. That's why I keep saying I did. This is really speculative, and it's really kind of a joke and
satire. This is a satire bot you.
Yeah, I'm only kind of joking about that. By the way, like I'm only kind of joking. Yeah. I'm not important enough. Nobody's listening to this. But
to cover just all in bases. Case.
So yeah, it's all completely Bologna. Do you think anything? You know, the whole thing was he's going to drop all these names. Do you think any of those names are going to be dropped? You think we'll know about it?
I think the only thing that's going to be dropped is all the cases that happen to be possibly coming up against him are just going to fall off.
No, but I mean, do you think we're going to hear any more names? Do you think we're going to get some evidence that...
No.
No?
I think this is going to fall away.
There are some...
I hope it doesn't. I'd love to get some information.
I think there's some girls coming forward.
Sure, I've heard a couple of that. But what's their case? You know, they can't have a case against him now.
No, I'm just saying if they... I'm saying the names associated with him, the other people that he may have trapped in his honeypot trap,
sure.
If these girls come through and say it's Trump or Clinton or any of the other names, I heard Alan Dershowitz, like something like that, right? If one of these people say, yeah, I was, that was one of the guys, I was 14, blah, 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 blah. Do you think that anything else will come of this? Or do you think that this is a way to sweep it all under the rug?
A dead stick? Yeah. I don't know. I would love if something actually did happen, but we're talking about the elite...
Yeah.
Allegedly, right? The elite of the elite, the all-powerful. And the system is that fucking broken that you can buy your way out of pretty much everything. So, no, I don't know that we will. I wish we do.
Do you think anybody with money gets to play in this game?
You have to have a certain amount of money.
I don't think so. I don't think that's how it works. I think there's...
Money and influence.
Yeah, but I think there's like... I don't know. I feel like there's almost like a dark web of... certain people that are really pulling the big strings.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so those people play on a different level. It's not about money for them. This is like really conspiracy.
Yeah,
criminal.
That's okay.
If we're going to go down this rabbit hole, that's where we're going to go.
Right.
And those people are probably aliens, Nick, from ancient times.
Can we meet them?
I just took a complete right turn there.
Can we meet them, though?
I don't know. Do you want to?
You know what also is interesting? All of a sudden, we don't see anything on the internet anymore about the Area 51 raid. That's supposed to be coming up.
No, I think he changed it to something else.
Now we're not raiding.
I think he didn't want everybody to get shot or something. I don't know. I would guess because we know about Area 51 that they've moved all the fun stuff out of there.
I would just say to the counter, honestly, it's a top secret facility. It's not like you can just walk on there. It just
no, the
works.
Idea was just get enough people there and then they can't shoot all of us.
Sure they can.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, they really can.
I mean, we saw that in like World War I when machine guns started entering war and it's like you can kill a whole, yeah.
You can mow down a lot of people.
In just a few seconds. Just a few people. Just the right amount of
Every one of them would be trying to go on to a top secret facility.
That what do you think about that? We should have access to that information though, Nick. Why is it top secret? From who? You have to protect the Americans from it?
You don't think the government should have some secrets?
No. Nick, I don't really think there should be a government. Of course I don't think they should have secrets.
The military. We shouldn't have military secrets?
Nah. What do you mean? Like, what kind of secrets should the military have from me?
Like, where they keep the nukes right now.
Where they keep the nukes? Yeah. I think people know where a lot of the nukes are.
They know where a lot of
them. There's a bunch
of
submarines with nukes on them.
I know.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of nukes all in the Midwest somewhere.
Yeah. No, I think that the people know where some of them are.
Some.
Or maybe most of them. I don't know. There are people that know. People that, I mean, I guess people would know.
This is also conspiracy theory.
What else is top secret? What do you think would be top secret? Like, alien stuff would definitely be top
secret.
Sure,
sure.
So you think they're keeping that from us, and why?
Because people are stupid.
So?
Large groups of people are stupid.
Okay, so what does that mean? We can't handle aliens?
Yes. Because that will break certain little people's hearts.
What would that mean?
That we're not the only fucking special creatures in this universe.
Oh, you think that's what most people think?
Some people.
Okay. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only special creature in this whole universe.
Okay.
That's just me.
That is your own arrogance.
That's just Wednesday.
Right, that's just arrogance. That has nothing to do
Fair enough.
With nothing.
Fair enough. I was just trying to make a point that... it's not going to break my heart.
No, no. That's okay.
I kind of want to meet the aliens too. Do you think they'd talk to us?
Dude,
like,
so Sergio and I were talking last night. Given the opportunity to go to space,
I don't know, man. Space is kind of scary.
Even I'm talking about just like a jump from here to the moon.
Listen, describe space in this particular moment in time. Is it like it is now? Like space does not seem like a lot of fun now. But if it's like it's like in the science fiction novels, where like.
I would strap in an airplane and fly.
I
would love to actually leave the atmosphere and be able to turn around and look at Earth. That's what I'd like to see.
What if the Earth is flat, Nick?
Then we would be a very, very unique speck in this fucking giant cosmos.
Oh, man. That's one I can't quite wrap my head around. I'm not right quite there yet. But I want to believe it. I want to believe it, Nick. I'm just not quite there yet.
Right. You know, everything scientifically tells you it's not, but okay.
Yeah, cool. Whatever science is.
It's conspiracy also, Josh.
Science is what we say it is now, Nick.
Yes. That's all we know right now. It's the best we know.
I know.
Doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means we're going to continue to learn. It's okay.
It is okay. It's going to be okay. As long as the aliens save us from ourselves, Nick. From ourselves.
One day, maybe. So would you not go to the moon?
It depends. Like I said, if
NASA said something this
if there's like a if there's like a colony on the moon, would I visit there? Potentially.
Vacation, dude. Right.
Would I go there now? Would I go be an astronaut? No, that's not interesting.
No. I'm talking. Yes, I'm saying
in the future.
Hypothetically,
yes.
If we've actually colonized.
If I can live long enough. I think that might be interesting.
What if that is the colony there is also has a jump off so you can go check out the new colony on Mars?
Mars colony. You think that's going to happen in our lifetime, Nick?
I doubt it, but...
If the aliens help us out... Give us a little bit of a head start.
Right. Give them a high-level income and advances in modern science. There's no reason I can't make it to 300.
Let's play a game, Nick. Alien, not alien.
You can't say stupid names when I'm trying to take a drink, so okay. I'm gonna spit. Okay,
it's a new series that I've just created right now called Alien Night Alien. Elon Musk.
Oh, he's definitely an alien.
Yeah, okay.
I love him, by the way.
Elon Musk. How about your current president, Trump?
Not an alien.
See, you like aliens, so you're going to attribute like things you like with aliens?
You're going to make that basis off of two questions?
I'm just curious. Because you did follow up your first statement with "I really like Elon Musk," yeah. So and I know you also said in this particular podcast that you do not like Trump. So based on my context clues, I'm just curious if after two guesses, if that's going to be accurate.
So scientifically, you're going with two samples.
Samuel L. Jackson.
See, I don't think he's an alien, but he could be though.
John Travolta.
He's an alien.
Okay, fair enough. Either of the Clintons.
They're probably aliens.
Of all of your friends, which one would you most think is an alien?
Oh, wow.
I stumped him.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Your brother?
I've always had my eye on that motherfucker.
Something about him. I knew it.
Anyways, you gonna answer the question?
Oh, man. Dude, I don't know.
Oh, Nick, I think I'd like to turn this podcast into a full-on alien podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. How much more do you have on aliens?
I don't know, Nick. That's about it. I'm just saying we can end it right here and have this call us a show. No, I'm teasing. It's too short. Anybody right else? Anybody else you might think is an alien?
I don't know. I don't know. I really, this is, you put me on the spot here. I've never even
said. What if all your heroes were aliens? By heroes, I mean like all the people who are great in life.
That I like and respect, etc.
Like Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson. Not the pedophile one, but the one that was cool back in the
80s. Yeah.
That's all I got. No.
The molestee, not the molestor.
Yeah. Something happened after his hair caught on fire. That's what I watched a documentary
about. That's what they swapped his body.
Yeah, see, his nose isn't the same here, and his ear doesn't quite match.
That's called plastic surgery.
YouTube will get you down a dark hole. Michael Jackson, definitely an alien.
Yeah.
We said Samuel Jackson, probably not, but maybe. Well,
so then you just...
Tom Cruise?
Honestly, you make me think, yeah, he's probably...
Jesus?
Alien, sure. You made me think about Men in Black, though, because Men in Black is following a bunch of people that are you know, popular.
Oh, man. That's right. Can you remember any of them? Bro, that was a good show.
No, I can't Michael Jackson was on there. He was trying to be an agent, though.
Oh. Okay. Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, Shaq's definitely an
anybody
alien.
Anybody who's huge, probably an alien.
Has
right?
to be, right?
Yao Ming's probably an alien.
He's definitely an alien. Definitely. From China? No.
China.
No, he's not from China. People in China, people in China are 5'2".
They have an ancient civilization. That's an ancient alien civilization from there.
How's he 7'6"?
I don't know, man. He's got some alien blood.
Didn't he marry a ridiculously tall lady?
So we didn't even talk about like how much alien. Maybe these aliens have been intermingling with humans for a long time.
Mutants.
And they're like, you know, maybe Yao Ming's like a quarter, 3/4. Who knows?
So he's only 1/4 the size of a full alien.
3/4. Maybe 3/4. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I'm not really done in my alien biology, Nick. I'll be up on it next time on Alien Chat with Nick and Josh. Alien Chat on the overnight. We are going to take a caller here, and the caller has been abducted by an alien.
I think that.
Can we end this segment?
I think this segment has derailed.
So I was
Josh's op-ed into alien. Man, discussion brought to you by...
I watched a couple documentaries.
What's the name of this booze?
Rebecca Creek.
Brought to you by Rebecca Creek.
So I watched a couple alien documentaries. I listened to that Joe Rogan podcast. It was just all around the conversation of Area 51 thing. And so I started messing around with Gabby, and I was like, Gabby, do you believe in aliens? She's like, I don't know. What do you think, Dad? And I was like, oh, of course. Gabby, believe in aliens? She's like, well, yeah, of course, Dad. They're definitely aliens. And I was like, Gabby, do you think your dad's an alien? It's like, you're pretty weird. I was like, exactly. Don't you think I'm an alien? She's like, yeah. And I said, is mom an alien? She's like, no. Mom's not an alien. I said, what does that make you? She's like, half an alien. Fair enough, Gabby. She gets it. She gets alien
She's
talk.
On it. She's on it.
Yeah.
I'm because she's half alien.
I'm just trying to slowly introduce my alien self to the world.
Okay.
What's that song? Isn't there a what's his name? Anyways, the Police, but not the Police. The guy that used to lead sing the Police.
Sting.
Sting had a song. I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien, or illegal alien, something like that.
He's definitely an alien, by the way.
I'm an alien.
Him and Bono, aliens.
Yeah, of course.
For sure.
All of them, man. Anyway, let's move on to something really. Anything else?
For the record, you're an idiot.
That was how long was that? Like 15 minutes of alien talk?
It seemed like 7.
You're never going to get that ever again on this podcast.
We derailed from conspiracy to just
like,
straight
aliens. I did like our little game we played, though.
That was good.
Alien, not an alien.
It's all right. That'll work.
All right, what else do we want to talk about? Anything else on Epstein, really? I mean, we just think the whole thing is ridiculous, right? It is the most ridiculous thing ever that this guy, or the story we're told. That this guy suicided himself.
Yeah, I mean,
and I really don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened.
I think what I appreciate most of it is how much that you actually do see. There's a disgust amongst social media people that there's enough people that are like, dude, seriously, how stupid do you think we are? This is clearly more than meets the eye. It's a lot more on the surface. Mm-hmm. And you expect us all to swallow this shit sandwich.
We're supposed to believe that this is just incompetence, really.
Right.
Really. Yeah. Really, the most high-profile prisoner maybe in the prison. Like, I think this is the same place that had...
But it's also one of those things where, what can we do about it?
Who, the people?
We the people, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. What can we do about probably it? Just fucking tweet our faces off.
Yeah.
Here you go, internet. Take this. I don't know. Blame it on the Clintons and or the Trumps, whoever, whatever political allegiance you have. Exactly. They're going to get it. You know what I mean? That's why I hate both of them. So maybe they're both in on it. They're like, hey, listen, we got to take this guy out.
Remember once this, when it first came up that he was going to jail, that he wasn't going to be allowed out on bail. Then I saw on Twitter that somebody had put and said, watch, now that we've got a high profile guy supposedly dropping a list of names of high power people in the next week or so, don't be surprised if you see a shooting or two. And then boom, we get two mass shootings.
Yeah.
Just to distract.
It might have been.
Just to distract.
It might have been.
And I'm not saying shootings didn't happen. I'm saying that they were a distraction.
Did you pay any attention to him? Do you know any of the details of either one of them?
I know that one guy was a white nationalist, and I know the other one was supposedly a lefty.
Yeah, right? Isn't that interesting? They have back-to-back days, and they were opposing political...
Yep.
It almost seems like they were timed out. I was trying to tell you earlier about how if there's somebody pulling some strings, how they may have a switch to turn these guys on. I don't know. It's all like crazy conspiracy theory stuff. And there's, I mean, I don't know. What is there a common theme in these things? Maybe the drugs? I talked about that a little bit.
It's drugs, and it's trying to take our guns. And if we can't directly... You mean if
there's a conspiracy or if there's somebody pulling the strings, that's what their effort is?
I think, again, we have mentioned this before, that the ultimate goal would be power over everybody, right? And you can't overpower an armed populace, or it's less easy and less feasible to overpower an armed populace.
Look, there's countless examples of that, right?
Right.
Of people defending their home territory against a tyrannical government, and the whole concept of the Second Amendment, which we don't need to relitigate here.
The only thing we need to remind everybody about is simple, the last little clause there. Shall not be infringed.
Listen, your goofy interpretation of what a militia is, or what you think a militia is, or what you think well-regulated is, it's not what you think it means, right?
Right,
and the most important part of that is shall not be infringed.
Right, and they look over all the other shit.
All that other stuff is just to articulate different ways that people organized with weapons back then, and it says all that still shall not be infringed. That's the whole point.
Period.
And so, yeah, and every gun law is an infringement on it. And you know, I don't know. We don't need to really go too much further than that. I think we're all on the same page on that.
It is fucking frustrating that that's. But I don't know that that's even the end game. I just think it's another play or a ploy, because from that we were talking earlier, you know, you have a senator that wants to pass through the ability to make it illegal for the public to own body armor. Why?
Yeah. Right.
How does that protect us from mass shootings?
Because the cops can't take you down as fast, is what they're going to try to argue, right? If you're gonna go kill a bunch of people, that's going to help you kill a bunch of people. You can't have that.
Right. Except for when you take my guns, then I can't have body armor.
Basically, either. Think about that. What they want you to do, because the police can't have body armor, right? SWAT's going to have body armor, right? So what they want you to do is have less protection than them, because that is what tyranny is, right?
That's why they're trying to take guns, too.
You can't protect yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just for the ruling... The masters, they're trying to force that control one way or the other. That's what I think. And I'm against all of that.
And what's interesting is you break down the statistics of mass shootings, and they're very, very rare, first and foremost. All these latest ones are so, like, again, conspiracy theory swirling, but they've got so many just things about them that you just go, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. Like, why haven't we seen all the video from the Walmart shooting? How many cameras does Walmart have?
Right. All I ever saw was just the guy walking in.
How come there's like one little grainy video in the Las Vegas shooting, right? We still don't know anything about that.
That Vegas shooting, remember they put together the nice, neat little like 6-minute video for you that was narrated and timestamped.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, it was this grainy video that you couldn't really tell anything, and he's carrying this. Anyways, all of it just comes across really suspect. And so, yeah, if you felt like there was an agenda, you'd say, yeah, they trigger these people, or there's some kind of, you know, some kind of psyop or something.
Manchurian candidate shit.
Yeah, there's something really weird going on about them. And, you know, I don't know if it's so simple as they're just trying, you know, to increase gun control, because, you know, that doesn't make any sense. When you break down the statistics of that, right? Yes, this, you know, none of the things they propose would ever keep any of these guns out of these guys' hands.
Right.
Right. And, you know, of course, I think rifle deaths just in general are such a small portion of gun deaths you know.
Right, absolutely.
So it's like, yeah, these particular weapons, which they try to call assault weapons, they try to call them military style, and none of them would ever be used in a military ever, right? And yep. So the people who are very ignorant to what these weapons are, don't really understand. Like, if you really want to stop gun violence, go look at handguns. You know what I mean? That's where most gun death is from. But nobody's interested in that, right? Because that's not the narrative they're trying to pitch. That's not the.
It's not the scary AR-15. Yeah, and so AK-47 and so
when you know just a little bit, you go, okay, everything you say, everything I've heard you say that you know nothing about is bullshit. So now I believe nothing of what you say. So it's right. All bullshit. So fuck you. You know. None of that makes any sense. Nobody's any safer about what you're proposing. So why are you proposing it in the first place? Because you're trying to play a political point? Because you're trying to pull on the heartstrings of these tragic events? Or is there something even deeper, you know, right. Something more nefarious?
What is the end result? What's the goal? And I don't buy...
Oh, man.
I don't buy disarming me, making me safer. Taking my body armor makes me safer. It does not.
No.
Passing more gun laws... Me, a law-abiding gun owner, that doesn't help me. Yeah. That doesn't make me safer.
How long does it take the cops to get to your house, right? How long does it take the cops to get to your house if you call them? That might not be good enough. Somebody's breaking my house. You're not going to be there in time.
Well, now they're talking about these stupid fucking red flag laws, and that's a bunch of shit.
And you know what's really interesting is...
It's the civil forfeiture without due process that California passed. When we passed open carry, California passed the opposite, yes. That's what those red flag laws are.
So there's two thoughts on this. And the first one is, like, even Trump said something about, he tweeted something like, we should take somebody's gun rights away because they were crazy or something like that. And it was kind of something in jest. And it was like, okay, this right here alone should give everybody exactly pause. Did you see who your congressman is here? Dan Crenshaw?
Yep.
Did you hear what he said about red flag laws?
No.
Oh, yeah. He pretty much was like, he sent, oh, my goodness. I got to play it for you when we break from this. But he had this smarmy video about, everybody just calm down. Just because we're talking about red flag law doesn't mean we're doing no due process. You guys are jumping the gun. Like, this really smarmy, like, and it's like, no, bro. Listen, and he was like, when you just get the stigma of red flag away, we can call it some other thing. It's like due process with blah, 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 blah. And it's like, whoa. Where did this guy come from? You know what I mean? Yeah. Who are you, Navy SEAL, you know, getting behind this? And so, like, he's dead to me. I'm telling you right now. Like, he is getting his face kicked in by that, rightfully so. Sure, I'll play the video later. But it's just really...
Right, that doesn't strike me as the guy who ran.
I know. I'm telling you. It was very surprising. And so I'm not for this. Like, Trump's already banned bump stocks, right? And so, again, it's something that I would never use, and most people would never even own or use. It's some kind of gimmicky kind of thing. But for the most part, it's like, it's an infringement, right?
Absolutely.
We should listen, and we joke, the libertarians joke around about this, but recreational nukes, you know what I mean? We should have as much ammunition as the police have, as all governments have, right? We'd all be much safer that way, right?
Those four words come to mind over and over and over and over. Shall not be infringed.
Yeah.
We should be able to do that, yes. Now, do I honestly think that you or I need a nuclear bomb? No.
Have you seen? There's some people. There's some kids. Kids. I mean, young people that have been already arrested, some ridiculous amount, on the guise of threatening. You know what I mean? And you know, like saying stuff on.
Well, the ones that are going on social media, we're talking about going into school and shooting people specifically.
I know, but okay.
That's a threat.
I understand that, but I think we need to be. I'm really hesitant on. Listen, of course, you want to be. Proactive, diligent and so on and so forth, but I want to also understand that, man, kids say some crazy things, and I'm sure if you got some of my notes from when I was a kid, I may have said some crazy things, and I probably nothing like that, but that's not my motivation.
Right, but I mean,
my point is
First Amendment.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, there's a lot to do with that, and what do those threatening things even mean? Like, listen, I'm all for public safety and this and that, but I think there's a different way.
Terroristic threats has been an actual charge for years.
I understand that, and right, listen, so. I don't know the specifics of some of these, and some of them may have been very egregious, and they've been specific, but I'm also very hesitant when people are going and getting, you know what I mean?
Sure, but I'm saying, listen, the ones I've seen is where kids have said, I'm going to go to school tomorrow and shoot X amount of people.
Right.
When they say that, then,
what kind of weapons they have access to. And if you find them stockpiling guns and stuff like that, maybe there's something to that. But what I'm saying is just the concept of somebody says something on the internet because of this, the new era we're in with regards to red flag laws. I'm just very hesitant when again, it's I saw a politician the other day saying something about we should take the guns away from racists. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh man, what a broad term these days.
Now
you know?
All you got to do is label somebody a racist. And,
yeah, how easy is that term to throw around? You know what I mean? So like, that's what I'm talking about when I start getting really, really nervous about these red flag laws. It's like okay.
Right, well, first of all, none of them have passed.
I understand that, one of the easiest ways I have to kind of articulate this to people is that when a law sounds good only when your guy's in charge, it's a bad law, right? So when the other team gets in charge and they can just use the law however they want, it's a bad law, you know? So you really shouldn't be for it. And that's one of those things where you're an enemy when the other team's in charge, right? And so for them, it's a racist. For you, it's a socialist, right? So however you articulate a socialist. Right. So now you're a socialist. Why are you a socialist? Because you want Medicare for all, something goofy like that. And so now you're on the enemy list, right? And that's a really dangerous kind of path to go down. So anyways.
Which is why we should not go down any of it.
We won't. Right? You and I won't because...
yeah, fuck all that. But yeah, no, we... politics is stupid and fun and annoying and frustrating and...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, the way I look at it, because I look through the lens of, you know, how I view the world, obviously. And you just kind of call it out for what it is. And, man, it'd be really interesting if more people would kind of see it the way I see it. It's because it's all bullshit, you know?
Very much.
There's a guy that I listen to. He's a historian, I think. You know, I know he's a professor. Brian McClanahan. And his mantra is think locally, act locally.
Okay.
And it's all about getting government to the closest, smallest group, right?
Representation of us by us here locally, I guess.
Yeah, I think George Washington did something like representation 1 to 30,000 people, maybe something like that. And now it's like 700,000 people or something.
Bazillion? I don't know.
Yeah, so
I have no idea.
Anyways, government's way, way too big.
We should probably know that number if we're going to talk about it intelligently. But that's
which one? What?
The representation number, 1 to however many people, ratio.
Yeah, my point is, I mean, back then it was kind of, you know, there's not that many people around.
Sure,
just grown. So the whole point is that this government wasn't designed for 330 million people, right? It was designed to be much, much smaller. It was never designed to do as many things as it does now.
325 max, that's where we were at. That's why I got to shut it down. No.
Yeah. America's closed.
Apparently. Apparently.
America's closed. Figuratively and all the other things. All right. Do you want to blow this popsicle stand?
Sure, we can do that.
It's about time. Anything else you got
to
do?
No, I wanted to tell you. So, obviously, we're going to get ready to go into the what are you into, right?
I guess.
No, you don't want to? I'll punch you in the face.
I mean, I guess you should do the same old thing, Nick. Yeah, let's do that. No, I'm kidding. I do want to do that. I got a lot to talk about. We have to, like, replay the song twice. Are you Googling something right now?
Yeah, I wanted so what I am into is, we were talking about it outside, is this weekend we're going, Kevin's got a birthday party. His birthday already passed, but he's got the celebration coming up.
How old is he?
40.
I want to make sure that you said it, not me.
40.
Old balls.
Old. I got a fantasy football draft that day where I wanted to go, but I'm not going to be able to. It's Andrew Seidel, the lead attorney from the Freedom from Religion Foundation, wrote a book called The Founding Myth, Why Christian Nationalism is Un-American.
Okay.
He's going to be in River Oaks signing copies of the book.
Have you read the book?
No, I wanted to buy the book and get a copy of it then.
Interesting.
When he was talking about publishing it, et cetera, he was looking for different flag ideas and suggestions for the cover of the book.
Okay.
And what he ended up going with was a American flag upside down.
That's supposed to mean something.
Distress.
Yeah. All right. All right. On that note, Nick, let's do the music.
What are you into?
Well, I got a couple things. You know, it's in the summer. And did I tell you about our trip to Corpus Christi and we did the USS Lexington?
Yes.
World War II era aircraft carrier. That was super groovy. You know, it's really interesting. I had to kind of weigh the concept of like being really, really anti-war, like a general principle, but really being nerding out by war things.
Machines.
Yeah. I mean, I had a little bit of a moment to myself about the dichotomy of that.
Right, your own dichotomy and somewhat quasi-hypocrisy.
Yeah.
In the and the juxtaposition you put yourself in. Beautiful.
Yeah. I talked about Brian McClanahan a few minutes ago, and what I'm reading of him is The 9 Presidents That Screwed Up America. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Abraham Lincoln's in there. Teddy Roosevelt. Woodrow Wilson. Andrew Jackson. FDR. That's where I'm at now. I think Barack Obama might make an appearance. I think.
Well, if he's in there, then you're definitely going to see Hector Macho Camacho.
Not quite. I don't know if Trump's in there. No, Trump's not in there. I don't know if Obama's in there. I'm just kind of.
Yeah.
He might be. I'm only up to FDR, which is he was pretty awful.
Fair enough.
Anyways, what are you into?
That was it.
That's it. That's all you got.
No, I told the book. I told you about that. Okay. I started it, goofball.
Yeah. No, I didn't know if you had something that you'd done already.
Since the last time I actually finished The Walking Dead.
It's done.
It's all done.
Okay.
And then it came to an abrupt end.
Ooh.
The whole episode 193. Anyways. All right. So I'm going to move on to something else now. But Josh, let's blow this popsicle stand.
Okay.
What do you want to do on the next podcast?
Let's do the same thing we do every single time, my friend.
What is that?
Try and take over the world.